Time for the WEOL Elkhorn Archives, brought to you by Mama Joe Homestyle Pies in the Amherst Shopping Plaza off Cooper Foster Park Road. Enjoy a taste you remember. Stop soon at Mama Joe Homestyle Pies. It wouldn't be an Elkhorn Archive without Tim Elkhorn. And Tim, we are changing seasons, turning the sports page, so to speak.
Well, first of all, Bruce, it wouldn't be the Elkhorn Archive without the Mama Joe Pies either. Thanksgiving next week, yeah, there's Mama Joe Pies that are going to be on that Elkhorn table, no doubt about it. But yes, we are turning the page as we go from fall to winter, from football to basketball in regards to the sports that are being played. And I thought for this show, number one, again, a huge thank you to you and everybody at WEOL for having me Monday night at the Brew Kettle for the girls' high school basketball preview. So I thought, since I did that show and we're embarking on the girls' basketball season, I know there's a lot of teams that are playing tomorrow, a Saturday start in regards to the schedule. Let's look back on one of the great moments in girls' basketball as far as Lorain County is concerned. It's March of 2011, so a little over 9 years ago now. Boy, it doesn't seem possible. But the Elyria Catholic Lady Panthers were in Cuyahoga Falls to take on Youngstown Ursuline in the regional championship with a trip to the Final Four on the line. It was a great Saturday afternoon for the folks dressed in green, and I thought, you know what, let's look back on that, because certainly, as I mentioned Monday night during the girls' preview, my heart broke for the EC girls in March of 2020 when they made it to the Final Four but couldn't play that game in Columbus. So it was their second trip to the big dance, as they called it. So I thought, well, for the Elkhorn Archive this Friday, let's talk about the trip to the Final Four in 2011 for EC.
So what was their season like that got them to this point? Were they expected to get this far, to be the team to beat?
No, it's interesting you say that. Eric Rothgary, from the get-go, at the start of the season, had said, our goal is to get to Columbus. He had an outstanding team, and it was a veteran club. 8 seniors on this squad, so they had all grown together and learned together, and they had their sights set on Columbus from the get-go. They thought they had a good enough team to get there, and they really did have a great campaign. They were going into the game against Youngstown Ursuline with a record of 23-2, and they could do it on both sides of the ball. Offensively, just under 60 points a game, and defensively, they were tough, Bruce. They only surrendered 37 points per ball game. This was an outstanding EC basketball squad.
So who were some of the players that made up this team?
Well, that's a good question as well. I mentioned they had 8 seniors on the team, and certainly the leader of the squad, 5'6 senior Emily Taylor, she really was the floor general, the point guard, got it all done for Eric Rothgary out there, averaged under 10 points a game and about 8 or 9 assists per ball game. She was simply terrific. They had a great post player in Ashley Schuster. Ashley, a 6-foot senior, and Ashley, she averaged over 12 points per ball game for Elyria Catholic. So she was their leading scorer. She was simply outstanding. Eric Rothgary's daughter, Tori Rothgary, another senior on the team, she was the three-ball specialist. She could knock them down. She averaged about 5.5 points per ball game. Juliana Tremont was another outstanding player, a senior, averaged about 4 points per game. So, and Marasia Flowers, 5'5 senior guard, Flowers at just over 5.5 points per ball game. She was kind of the running mate of Emily Taylor in that backcourt. So, senior-laden, experienced, tournament-tested. It was a team that had a lot of really special ingredients.
Well, let's get to the highlights.
All right, let's do that. Well, in typical tournament fashion, the two teams kind of had a grind-it-out type of ball game, one of those possession-by-possession-by-possession games. It was a close first quarter, a 10-9 game. EC would lead it at the end of one. I mentioned Emily Taylor. And she got things going for EC in the second quarter of play as they went to the second with that 10-9 lead. it would be Emily Taylor that would knock down a jump shot for the Lady Panthers.
Taylor from the circle, a jumper, a beauty! Nothing but net for Emily Taylor. 14-11, the Lady Panthers by three.
Emily Taylor, again, she could shoot it, she could pass it, she orchestrated the offense and was an outstanding defender as well. So a bucket there from Emily Taylor, and then a little bit later on in the quarter, it would be another senior that I alluded to earlier, Marasia Flowers, who would put in a little hook shot for the Elyria Catholic girls.
Did up and popped it in. Oh, a pretty shot by Marasia Flowers. 16-11, biggest lead for EC. They're up five.
And they would be up five at 18-13 before Youngstown Ursuline would end the first half on a 5-0 run. So we were deadlocked, 18-18 at the intermission, and you thought this is anybody's ball game. The one thing that EC had going for them, Bruce, they were a deeper team than Youngstown Ursuline. Yes, I pulled out the Tim Elkhorn WEOL score sheet with the multicolor pen and the highlighters, and I'm looking at it right now. And as I look at my score sheet, Eric Rothgary, as I do some quick addition, played 10 girls in the basketball game. Youngstown Ursuline played only seven. So EC was deeper. So it was an 18-18 game at the half, but you thought, boy, EC might be able to wear this team down a little bit just through conditioning and Ursuline not being so deep as Elyria Catholic. And sure enough, in the third quarter of play, EC had an outstanding third quarter. They would outscore Ursuline 15-11 in that third period. And boy, they got a big shot in that third quarter from another one of the seniors that we talked about, Juliana Tremont.
Taylor saved it in. Tremont left it away, banked it home. Oh, what a play by Emily Taylor.
So Tremont with the bank shot, but there again, you hear the name, Emily Taylor. And Bruce, 9.5 years later, I can still see her saving that ball in. A great hustle play by Emily Taylor, and she got it into Tremont, who banked it home. And, you know, Bruce, we often talk during the course of a ball game about things that you don't see in a box score. You can see the points. You can see the assists, the rebounds, whatever. But it's hustle plays, and it's just gritty defensive stops. That doesn't get registered in a box score, but it's those type of plays you never see that can add up to a winning margin.
It's also those that can inspire other players, too, to just say, hey, I got to step it up, too, if that person's going all out in that particular situation.
No doubt. That's a great point. I mean, so many great leaders lead by example. It isn't necessarily, you know, a verbal talk in the locker room before the game or pepping the team up at halftime. I'm not saying that's not important. But to your point, that's very, very crucial to have that girl in girls basketball or guys and boys basketball or whatever the sport. They do it through their example. Just this is how you win. These are winning plays. And Emily Taylor, boy, she made winning plays. There's no doubt about that. And with EC going toe-to-toe with Ursuline in that third quarter of play, once again, Emily Taylor stepped up and hit a big shot for EC.
Taylor, right in the lane, leans in, bank shot, good. Emily Taylor hits the bucket, 23-22. EC back to within one, 4:25 to go in the quarter. M now with six.
Yeah, Emily Taylor, she just kept going at it, playing as hard as she could. And then another senior that we want to get in here as far as the highlight is concerned, I mentioned her earlier, Ashley Schuster, 6-foot senior post player. Boy, she was outstanding for Eric Roth down in that low block. She could do it on the offensive end. We'll hear a score here in just a couple of seconds, but also tremendous on the defensive end. She could rebound, but it was Ashley Schuster right here in that low block with a big shot for EC.
Threw it into Schuster, left of the lane, in the lane, up with the right hand, and she rolled it in. Ashley Schuster puts EC back on top, 24-23, Lady Panther. EC with a one-point lead. Timeout situation, each team has four remaining.
And then not too much later in that third quarter of play, Ashley Schuster again with a big shot. This one a jumper for the Lady Panthers.
Rothgary, right of the lane to Schuster. Schuster against Powell. Jump, put her up and in. Oh, what a move by Ashley Schuster. Great drop step. 26-23. That was a signature move right there by Ashley Schuster. Beautifully done. EC, after trailing by three, has scored six straight.
So they had a little bit of momentum after that Schuster jumper, as I alluded to there on the call, six straight points by Elyria Catholic. But then came a critical moment in this ball game where you thought EC might teeter a little bit. We've talked about Emily Taylor, their leader, out on the floor. Well, here we are in a regional final with a trip to the state final four on the line, and Emily Taylor would pick up her fourth foul late in the third quarter.
EC gets the ball back, 2:03 to go, 28-26, Lady Panthers by two. In the ballgame now, Molly O'Malley. O'Malley into McGrath, who has also checked in. Left wing Taylor, tough jumper, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Marasia Flowers. Lady Panthers still with the basketball. O'Malley on the right side, top of the key to Emily Taylor. And Taylor gets called for a charge. Taylor went packing in, and Emily Taylor has just picked up her fourth foul. Oh my, mark it in the book. She sits down with just under 2 minutes to go in the third. That's going to get Brittany McNamara in the ballgame. So Taylor sits down with her fourth foul. And EC up two. Huge moment in this basketball game. And I'm sure throughout the fourth quarter of play, Eric Rothkerry will be forced to play him offense, defense. If he can get her out when they're on defense, he will. On the right side, Beasley. Bounce into Powell. Powell, right of the lane. Bang shot, good. And this game is tied. Powell knots the game at 28.
So we were tied at 28, Bruce, and I mentioned during that cut there, into the ball game, checks 5'8 sophomore Brittany McNamara. So you've got a 10th grader coming into the ball game for your senior leader in Emily Taylor. Well, I'll tell you what, Brittany McNamara did not shrink from the moment. She comes off the bench, and late in that third quarter of play, with Emily Taylor watching from the bench, it was Brittany McNamara that knocked down a huge three ball.
Side McNamara, a three. She hit it! Oh, what a shot by Brittany McNamara! 33-29, the Lady Panthers by four. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. How about the 10th grader from downtown Cuyahoga Falls? What a shot!
So 33-29, EC by four, and that's the way the third quarter would end. So EC up by four, 33-29, as we head to the fourth. And, of course, a lot of hearts and a lot of throats over on that EC side. It's the final 8 minutes of the regional final. And, boy, there was a big sequence early in the fourth quarter of play. Let's hear it.
We start the fourth quarter of play. Elyria Catholic 8 minutes away from their trip to Columbus, but it's not going to be an easy 8 minutes. They're up by four, 33-29 over Youngstown Ursuline. And there's a steal by McNamara. McNamara for EC. What in the lane? Pulls up, shoots, and hits off the glass. 35-29, EC by six. Kurt on the right wing, down to Beasley. Beasley drives the baseline, threw it out front, ball deflected, and out of there with it, McNamara. What a job by McNamara. McNamara into the forecourt for EC. McNamara on the right wing, out front, O'Malley, a three, off the rim, no good, rebound back to O'Malley. O'Malley, right of the lane, forced up a tough shot, no good, rebound Powell. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter, EC by six. 35-29, Lady Panthers. Irizarry in the left corner to Whitehead. Her jumper too strong. Rebound grab by Molly O'Malley. And Eric Rothkerry saying, slow it down. Molly doesn't see him. Run in the lane. Put the shot up, no good. Rebound back to O'Malley underneath Schuster. No, but she got fouled. Eric Rothkerry was saying, slow it down, slow it down. None of the girls saw him. And in the end, Schuster shoots two. The foul is on Kurd, her second. At the free throw line, Ashley Schuster. And boy, are these valuable minutes that Eric Rothkerry can buy with Emily Taylor on the bench with her four fouls. Schuster good on the free throw. Ashley Schuster with 10. 36-29, 6:44 to go. Schuster line right, good on the second. Schuster with 11. 37-29. EC with four big points to open up the fourth quarter.
They were huge. Emily Taylor watching from the bench, and McNamara and Schuster get it done. Four straight points to open up that fourth. And Bruce, at that point, again, a lot of basketball to be played, but you're thinking EC's up eight. As I mentioned at the very outset here, they only gave up 37 points per ball game going into the contest. So you knew defensively they were going to be able to lock down. And for the remainder of the fourth quarter, they did that. Their defense played outstanding in the fourth quarter. Youngstown Ursuline was forced to foul. You heard that bucket from McNamara. EC would only have one more field goal in the fourth quarter of play. It would come from Molly O'Malley. After that, they just kept shooting free throws as Ursuline was forced to foul, and EC kept hitting free throws. Taylor, when she checked back into the ball game, had six fourth quarter free throws, and EC was on their way to Columbus. Let's hear the final couple of moments.
Now she's shooting two. Double bonus situation. First one up right there. Emily Taylor with a dozen. Into the ball game now for Elyria Catholic, Carissa McGrath, and Molly O'Malley. And McNamara. What a game for McNamara here today. Taylor shooting one more. Second one, good. Emily Taylor now with 13. It's a 49-41 EC lead. A minute and 10 to go here at Cuyahoga Falls. Out front, Irizarry. A three around the rim and out. Rebound, Schuster. Schuster in the backcourt. Bobbled the ball. Got it back. 1 minute to go for EC. Taylor up the right side. Taylor outside the three-point arc to O'Malley. Left wing to McNamara. 50 seconds to go for EC. Taylor on the right side. Fouled. 50 seconds to go for EC, and their fans are starting to sense it on the other side. The foul was on Boss, her second, and Emily Taylor shooting two. First one up and in. Taylor with 14, 50-41. 9-point lead for EC. Second one around the rim and off. Rebound grab by Ursuline. 45 seconds left. NEC with a 9-point lead. Out front to three is short by Beasley. Rebound Emily Taylor. Coach Durkin saying Fowler. Taylor throws it down the floor to O'Malley. In the middle to Schuster. Left side McNamara. 30 seconds to go. EC is going to head to the big dance. They're up by nine. McNamara left wing. Out front to Taylor. 25 seconds to go. And Coach Durkin says, leave him alone. 15 seconds to go. Make your reservations for Columbus. The Panthers lead it by nine. They get called for a 5-second violation, but it matters little.
And yes, we would dribble out the final 5 seconds. That would be the final. EC over Youngstown Ursuline, 50-41. So for Elyria Catholic, their 24th win on the year, it would send them to Columbus to take on Oak Hill. EC would drop that state semifinal to Oak Hill, but what a moment, what an afternoon at Cuyahoga Falls. The celebration did indeed ensue as Elyria Catholic became the third Lorain County girls basketball team to make a Final Four. Of course, Elyria High made it in 1979, and then the Shore Gals of Avon Lake won it all with a state championship in 1994. So EC goes back in 2011, or they make their first trip, but they get a Lorain County team back in 2011. And boy, it was indeed a jubilant Eric Roth Gary that joined us on the WEOL postgame show about that key moment when Emily sat down with those four fouls with just under 2 minutes to go in the third. EC clinging to a 2-point lead, and they extended the lead with Emily on the bench.
McNamara's been waiting all year for Emily to get in foul trouble, you know, so she could step up like that. Brittany came in and just lit it up. I'm not sure what she had there, Nick.
She had a three. She ended up with seven in the game.
She did a nice job in there. It was an all-out team effort. I tell everybody all the time, we have a team. we have a real team where everybody's involved and everybody contributes.
Coach, you made no bones about it. The very first time we talked to you this year was down at Scoreboards on our basketball preview, which seems like a year ago now. And you said, Tim, our goal is to get to the Final Four, period.
People are superstitious about different things, and I'm really not. I mean, although I should probably change my socks, it's been 2 weeks. But I'm not a superstitious person, you know, and we know what our goal is. We've talked about it. We're not afraid to say it out loud. It was to get to Columbus.
And get to Columbus they did, a 50-41 win in the regional final over Youngstown Ursuline. And Bruce, with the girls' high school basketball schedule starting this weekend, that's everybody's goal. You want to get to Columbus. And as I said when we started things, man, it just broke my heart last spring when EC did get there but couldn't get that game in. So thought we'd maybe at least salve that wound a little bit with the Alcorn Archive tonight with the 2011 regional final win over Youngstown Ursuline.
The WEOL Alcorn Archives brought to you by Mama Joe Homestyle Pies in the Amherst Shopping Plaza off Cooper Foster Park Road. Enjoy the taste you remember. Stop soon at Mama Joe Homestyle Pies. For Tim Alcorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.